This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The healthcare news du jour, using a pretty broad definition of du jour, I grant you, is the continuing evolution of Obamacare. But big pharmaceutical companies have some other things on their minds as well. Patents, for one. A lot of name-brand blockbuster drugs have lost their patent protections this year, and today the side effects hit online health information website WebMD. It's going to cut 14% of its workforce as it struggles with a loss of ad revenue for those brand-name drugs. And as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, WebMD has a rival that you might not expect.
WebMD has been around since the dot-com era, and it's commanded some of the highest advertising rates among websites. Every month, around 100 million users click on close to a billion of the site's webpages, and many of those visitors are well-heeled baby boomers. But lately, a growing share of people looking for health information has been going elsewhere. James Unland is the editor of the Health Finance Journal.
I mean, it's just amazing the proliferation of good, free information for consumers.
So which website are people trusting for their vital health information? A survey by the healthcare data firm National Research found that 96% of those asked use Facebook. That's right, Facebook, to find information about healthcare.
Facebook has become the go-to place for a lot of people to put, a lot of organizations to put their presence on the web, for better or for worse.
The competition also comes from YouTube. 28% of those surveyed search out health information there, and another 22% use Twitter. At the same time, you could say the meds have stopped working for WebMD. As patents for such popular drugs as Lipitor have expired, the big drug makers have been doing less advertising. And John Mack, who writes the pharma marketing blog, says they've focused what money they are budgeting on old media.
There's a lot of spending on television and not so much on online spending by the pharmaceutical industry.
Mack says that could change with more drugs for diabetes and obesity in the pipeline, but WebMD will have to fight for a smaller dose of those profits. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.